Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettey along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. It's time now for our latest on LSU football and the transfer portal. And it's all brought to you by the spirit of First American, a banking tradition since 1910. Does a great job covering the LSU Tigers for the Advocate, Times-Picayune, Wilson Alexander. And I know one thing, Wilson, you don't have enough hours to sleep because, man, everything changes so quickly. Especially with Lane Kiffin in tow, and I'm going to give you some advice. This is just the first chapter of a really long book with Lane in the transfer portal, but, man, it's been wild. And where they've really hit Wilson so far has been at wide receiver. It was an area where I know he talked about redoing that wide receiver unit, already have signed four, and I think he will sign one more before it's all over with and add a fifth wide receiver through the transfer portal.
Well, good to be with y'all tonight, and sorry I missed you a few minutes ago.
That's all right, brother.
For that. So sorry about that. You know, he has really started off by attacking that wide receiver position, and that was a very big need for this LSU team that at the moment only has two wide receivers coming back who have not declared for the NFL draft or left through the transfer portal at this point. Obviously, bringing in three high school signees, you have some people coming into that room, but LSU needed to sign quite a few transfer wide receivers, and they have done that so far with Jace Brown, Trey Brown, Jackson Harris, and Eugene Wilson today. And like you said, they probably aren't done. They've got another wide receiver on campus today, a transfer from West Florida. And a lot of these guys, you know, pretty productive over the course of their career at one time or another, especially with just big play ability. It seems like most of them have averaged a pretty impressive like yards per catch during their career, and particularly Trey Brown and Jackson Harris come to mind with that. They were both top 10 nationally this past year in yards per catch. But Jace Brown from Kansas State has done that too. And, you know, all of a sudden you look up and, you know, LSU has added some talent here at wide receiver, some guys that it likes, and now it needs to go find the rest of the offense.
All right, I'm going to ask you the million-dollar question. What happens at quarterback? I think we all thought yesterday, man, you know, they come to a deal with Leavitt, and while they watching the basketball game, man, the news breaks with Damon Williams, University of Washington quarterback. He was a commit to Kiffin at one time at Ole Miss. Agrees to a NIL deal, but who knows what the hell that means today. I think legally you can't force him to do anything other than maybe to pay for some financial damages. But where do you see this kind of working out between it? Well, my thing with Sam Leavitt going to Tennessee, I think they've got three quarterbacks already on the roster. So kind of sort this out from what you've been able to gather. What happens here at the quarterback position for LSU?
Well, I think a lot of it is going to hinge on Damon Williams. This is somebody who LSU has been interested in for a while, and now that he is announcing his decision to transfer, certainly that interest and pursuit kind of ratchets up a little bit. But it does get complicated here with Washington pushing back on Damon Williams' intention to transfer and saying that they are at least reportedly going to enforce his revenue sharing contract. And they say that's a binding agreement that might include a buyout of some kind or may not allow him to actually technically enter the transfer portal. Although we have seen a few examples in the past of guys, you can just sort of unenroll in school and enroll at another school and sort of technically, I guess, would be a walk-on in some way. LSU, though, would have to find a, you know, would certainly make it worth his while in another, you know, areas to set up an NIL deal. So I think Damon Williams kind of becomes the focus here, and we'll see if that changes because, I mean, you know, Miami's in the market for a quarterback. Oregon is probably going to, or, well, maybe in the market for a quarterback. It depends on what Dante Moore does. So, and, you know, and Sam Leavitt is continuing to evaluate his options by going to Tennessee, and we've also heard Miami just sort of floated around with some of these guys, even though they haven't taken visits there yet. And obviously Miami is still, you know, in the midst of the college football playoff too. So I feel like Damon Williams becomes the focal point a little bit because of the history there with Kiffin. We know LSU's interested. We'll see where this ends up, though. I'm fascinated to see whether or not it ends and we reach a conclusion by the end of the week or if it takes longer than that.
Now, Wilson, when you look at the roster on both sides of the ball, you got the O-line, D-line, you got running backs, linebackers, secondary receivers, quarterback. What would you say, is this a fair assessment? Correct me if I'm wrong, that you'd say maybe in the secondary that LSU's feeling pretty good where they're at? Could you look at the transfer portal, what comes about? And the question I have for you, I want you to comment on that. And then I look, boy, that's when you hit a home run. Mansoor Delane, when you get him to come over from Virginia, was it Virginia or Virginia Tech? Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech.
When you look at him and where he's projected, you know, to be a first rounder, I can kind of remember Derek Stingley Jr., first round draft pick in 2022. Look how he is at the Texans. But on LSU's roster right now, do they have another potential like NFL first rounder? When I look at Mansoor Delane, what he did this past season,
I would say that DJ Pickett might be that next first round talent. I mean, gosh, you know, five star recruit. Played a good bit as a freshman, did some good things as a freshman. Didn't have the kind of freshman season that, like, Derek Stingley had, but, you know, looks like he comes in and is able to play solid football, and you hope now that he will continue to develop under Corey Raymond. And, I mean, gosh, he's 6'5", with really long arms. He's like a velociraptor or something. and now he's going to be a full-time starter next year, most likely. And him and P.J. Woodland are probably going to be those full-time starters. And so that's probably the one that I would circle as maybe the next first-round corner in this LSU, secondary.
Wilson, I think for everybody, quarterback certainly because of the position and what that holds is on everyone's mind. But the second thing is, man, what about offensive line play? Oh, my goodness. And I thought the best guy of the bunch, talent-wise, was Kerryus Kern, and he heads, he's going to go to Ole Miss. And you've lost some other pieces there. That hasn't been an area. It looks as though maybe they've come to an agreement and Braylon Moore would return to the team at center. But how do you piece together that offensive line, which was like two words last year, lousy? I mean, they weren't good at all. And so kind of where all this comes into play here, and I'll ask you about one guy in particular, Lance Hurd. Have you heard anything that maybe they would reach out to Lance, who started his career at LSU and then goes for a couple seasons to Tennessee, and then he throws himself into the portal? So you look at kind of how they're going to piece together this offensive line for LSU in 2026.
Starting with Lance Hurd, I haven't heard it that yet, but I am also interested to see if something develops there. It's been really quiet on the offensive line front here for LSU. And it's interesting, right, that a lot of these guys who have transferred away from LSU have now signed with other SEC programs. I'm going to be really curious over the course of their careers to see if they're able to be developed into starters and have success and then go on to get drafted, because, like you said, it just wasn't there this past season. And now LSU's got to completely rebuild. And, okay, you like looking at Braylon Moore coming back, look, you know, Weston Davis obviously briefly enters the transfer portal returns, but he struggled a good bit last year. Are you ready for him to be a starter again? I don't know. And so they got to go and sign probably four guys who can start for you on the offensive line, or at least be good enough to do so and compete. And we haven't heard a whole lot of names really for LSU. There was an offensive lineman from Minnesota who came in on a visit this week, but he has barely any experience in his career. And there was some chatter about maybe Wilkin Formby being somebody who LSU was going to go after because of his relationship with Eric Walford, the new O-line coach, but he ends up committing to Texas A&M today. So we got to see where this thing develops, and there hasn't been, you know, things have been going on secretly behind the scenes that we just haven't heard about yet, but we just haven't really heard too much about the O-line at this point.
They did get a punter today in Hayden Craig, who was at University of Florida. Like for you to give us a few comments from what you know there, because I still think that hidden yardage is always plays big in a game. And so a little bit about that. And also, too, the tight end position. That has been something that Lane's always sort of signaled out, that he likes to play multiple tight ends. And they did get one guy from University of Pitt. But I would think that's an area also that he'll have to address, adding either talent and talent depth to that tight end room.
With the punter, you know, don't know too much about him because he hasn't really played too much at Florida. At least he didn't as a freshman. And there's been 10 guys and they're getting jumbled in my head a little bit, so I apologize. But it's going to be interesting to see. You know, we haven't heard Grant Chadwick entering the transfer portal yet for LSU. So is Hayden Craig coming in to be the starter, or are they trying to add depth there? We'll see how that develops over the next couple of weeks if Chadwick is moving on or if he sort of intends to stay and fight for that position. With the tight ends, Malachi Thomas comes in and gives you a compliment to Tre'Davious Green. But now LSU has four tight ends coming next year with Tre'Davious, Malachi, J.D. LaFleur, who redshirted as a freshman, and then incoming freshman recruit J.C. Anderson. And so four tight ends, you probably want another one if you can, especially just to help in the run game. But it's not necessarily as dire as some of those other positions on offense. Because there is at least four bodies in the room as compared to, zero at quarterback three at running back.
How much target do you think once Ole Miss's season's over with? I would think that's an area where they're going to try to land multiple players off that Ole Miss roster due to connections to Kiffin and also so many of the assistant coaches that came with him to LSU.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, Winnie Watkins is a wide receiver who's sort of been linked to this staff, and it will be interesting to see if he comes from Ole Miss. But, of course, I mean, Kewon Lacy was the big one who everybody thought that LSU was going to try to get to come with, and really did try to get to come to LSU with Kevin Smith, his running back coach, and Lane Kiffin. And obviously he ends up staying and re-signing at Ole Miss, and now LSU's got to go and find some more running backs in the transfer portal, somebody who can kind of complement and be a 1-2 punch with Harlan Berry. And that looked like it would maybe be Kewon Lacy. And now that he's staying, you got to go and add other running backs and find them elsewhere. And so I'm interested to see who else it is. Maybe there's some offensive linemen. Who knows? Maybe that's what we're waiting on. But it's not that was, obviously Eric Walford wasn't their position coach at Ole Miss. So you don't have that connection. And we'll see kind of how that develops as once the Ole Miss's season ends, that'll become a lot more clear.
Now, Wilson, look, we all know the SEC's domination in the 21st century. And when you look at it, but I think them days are over. Look, the last time the SEC went without a national championship, you got to go back to 2002. That's when they had that with a four-year run, Florida State, Oklahoma, Miami, and Ohio State. And since then, you look at the SEC has played for national title at least once every 2 or 3 years. And in that span, SEC has won 14 or 22 championships. I think those days are over. That you would feel good if we can win one like once every, 4 years, 5 years. Right now, Ole Miss is the last hope. I mean, I think it's a different animal, what we're dealing with right now as far as who could truly be a national champion.
It very much is. You know, the transfer portal and NIL has evened out the playing field, and the SEC can't stockpile talent the way that it used to. And now that talent's ending up elsewhere, and you've got a 12-team playoff. It's harder to make it all the way through, and so it's just become much more difficult to win championships the way the SEC did for so long. I don't know that it's going to be forever that they aren't dominant, but it's not. I don't think you're going to quite see what we did there for 15, close to 20 years like we did in the SEC. It is spread out, and now there are some other leagues that are stepping up and competing for those crowns.
Wilson, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great insights, bud. Thanks a ton.
All right, Wilson.
Thanks y'all for having me. Have a great night.
All righty. Wilson Alexander does a great job. Always a ton of information he gives out to us each and every time he's on. That's our LSU football report. It was brought to you by the Spirit of First American, a banking tradition since 1910. Keep up with all of Lane Kiffin's latest moves and breaking news about LSU football right here on the Big 870 WWL.